Yeah, it's a different firmware. This radio was purchased in June last year, and I talked to Len at EFK. He has the same radio, but it's just enough different that the code plugs didn't match up. And then when I did download the one from the website, and then I changed it, you know, to my own. When I go back to the website, it brings up my own. That's the way it was. The website was set up. So maybe I need to talk to John or whoever's the webmaster over there to see, or even whoever might be the who originally uploaded that the program for that, and get with them and maybe get it on a thumb drive or something. It's there's a lot to it, and I wanted to get the digital stuff without having to enter it all. I did that off the website with my DM32, and I got the whole program and uploaded, you know, made my own zones and uploaded it into my radios, and that's working fantastic. So I guess I just need to maybe talk to the webmaster or talk to whoever initially uploaded that plug.
Yeah, I can't help you on that one, but I can tell you I'm not a fan of grabbing somebody else's code plug and pushing it. I would do copy paste. I would take what they've got, you know, published and things of that nature. But I'm not a fan of it. I would never do that, just because, you know, there's too much that could go on, and you know the things aren't the same. And you know, some of these amateur radios don't have protections built into them. I know that I'm a big fan of Motorola, and I know Motorola, if it doesn't match perfectly, it will stop you right then and there. It goes, okay, this firmware doesn't match that firmware, and tough luck. And so that's why I'm not a fan of doing that kind of stuff. I just think that, you know, copy and paste, or just take the data and copy and paste it. So I can't help you on that one. I really can't, but going to be one of those things. I think you're going to have to just experiment with it, or you're just going to have to sit down one evening and type it all in.